This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you missed any of our conversations earlier, go back and listen to them on our website, 923thefan.com, or on the Odyssey app. We'll talk a little football later on in the show. One thing's for sure, guys. When your team has success, no matter what the sport, by golly, other teams are going to be looking at you and thinking, you know, we ought to hire that guy. And it looks as if the Cavaliers are going to lose one of their top assistants, Dan Menigan, coming up in this offseason. And it might happen sooner rather than later.
Yeah, a little bit of news that has come down courtesy of Sham Sharania of ESPN. Cavs assistants Johnny Bryant and Jordan Ott are to meet with Matt Ishbia this week as the final two candidates for the Phoenix Suns head coaching job.
Can I throw one thing out at you about that?
I know the first thing I thought of, but go ahead.
Go ahead, Andy.
Oh, Dan Gilbert versus Matt Ishbia.
Yes!
That was the first thing I thought of.
These guys are supposedly mortal enemies, and Ishbia is going to hire one of Dan's top assistant coaches. Okay.
See, it's funny. You two immediately went there. I immediately went to get 5 years. No more than 5 years, because when they fire you for underachieving once again in Phoenix, get paid like Budenholzer, baby.
And they might just do that because they had a good coach in Mike Budenholzer, and he got canned.
Do you think he wants to hire someone from here because they think they're the best? I would hope that he wants one of these two guys because he thinks he's the best guy for the job, not to kind of, oh, well,
I
give him to me because it's an upgrade.
I would think you are correct.
You would hope.
But there is no question if, you know, in the NBA, if you have a chance to get promoted, you get promoted.
Yeah.
I did a little digging.
Uh-oh.
Well, no, I think you'll like this.
I get worried when you dig.
Well, I was watching the Eastern Conference Finals, and you know, you and I were in agreement on this. We thought the Knicks would win Game 5. They did.
Oh no, I thought the Knicks were losing Game 5.
All right, I thought the Knicks would win Game 5, and then I thought it was most likely that Indiana would win Game 6 and win the series, and that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, don't put it past the Knicks to go out and play well in Game 6 and maybe win it, but they didn't do that. But I'm watching Indiana go up against New York in the Eastern Conference Finals. And I'm knowing the Cavs weren't there. And I know what Kobe Altman said. Nope, core four, keeping it together, which is, of course, in a postseason press conference, that's what Kobe is going to say. He's not going to say, no, you know, we want to bust these guys up. because you just don't say that. You know, trade value goes down, blah, 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 all that stuff. And you don't do it because in case you don't, then, you know, those guys are looking at each other. Which one of us were they thinking about trading? That's not what happens. So anyhow, Kobe said we're going to keep the core four together. And continuity is the way to go. Keep it together, make it work, stay the course.
Right.
And I thought, how much did New York stay the course? How much did Indiana stay the course?
Okay.
So I took a look at some things.
Here we go.
And let's do the Pacers first, okay? Of the Pacers' top 10 players in minutes played during the regular season, okay? Only one guy in their starting five has been an Indiana Pacer for more than 3.5 years. Now, the Cavs have had this group together for 3 years. The only guy who's been a Pacer longer than 3.5 years is Miles Turner of the starters. And he's in his 10th year. So you know, he's been around a long time, and I get that, and you get that, and it's good. Okay? That works. Tyrese Halliburton was acquired in a trade 3.5 years ago.
Right.
Andrew Nembhard drafted, this is his third season. Aaron Nesmith in a trade, this is his third season. And then they finished it off with Pascal Siakam in a big trade 1.5 years ago. So the key pieces there have a little bit of longevity, Andy. You know, I could say similar to the Cavs because all but one guy is in his third season. And this year with the Cavs, it's the third season with Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland and Jared Allen and Evan Mobley. So that crew is all together. And I believe number two for Max Strus. So I get that. And then coming off the bench, they have some guys who are pretty new. Ben Mathurin, third year. Obi Toppin, second year in a trade. Mm-hmm. Ben Shepherd, second year draft. Jairus Walker, second year he was traded on draft day. And only T.J. McConnell has been there a while, sixth year. So only two guys in their top 10 have been there longer than 3.5 years. So in other words, they winged it a little bit. If you're looking for continuity, do not look at the New York Knicks. And this to me, Andy, is why if the Cavs get an opportunity, they must make a deal. If they get the right opportunity, I shouldn't say opportunity. If they get the right opportunity that they think changes their team in a better way, they have to do it. Of the Knicks' top 9 guys in minutes played, and I couldn't even go 10 because, you know, it's Tom Thibodeau. He doesn't play that many guys. Of the top 9 guys in minutes played for the Knicks, 4 of them were in their first season in New York. 4.
Ooh.
And a couple of starters, Karl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges. So continuity means nothing, right? Talent means something. Talent is what it's about. Jalen Brunson's just in his third season in New York.
Are you saying don't fall in love with the core four anymore? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is if you're presented with an opportunity to improve your team,
you have to take it.
Core four be damned. You got to take it. You must take it. I just don't think there's any question about that. And listen to this one. Of the Knicks,
don't you think I'm not trying to derail you here, but
no, you are.
When they had the opportunity to get Mitchell, that was their philosophy. Let's get better right now, right?
That was the thinking. That was the thinking. But the Knicks, and how about this? Only one member of the Knicks starting five was even in his third season with New York. And that was Jalen Brunson. He was signed as a free agent. Josh Hart came in 2.5 years ago in a trade.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bridges in his first season in a trade. OG Anunoby, second season, trade. Karl Anthony Towns, first season, trade. You want to look at the bench?
Yeah.
Only one guy, anything more than a year and a half, Miles McBride, was traded on draft day to the Knicks, fourth year. Precious Achiuwa has been there a year and a half. Campaign, former Cav for about a week. First year, free agent. Landry Shamet, first year. So four of the top nine guys in minutes played for New York, a team that looked really good and went to the Eastern Conference Finals in their first season in New York. So though continuity is a quaint thought, talent is a better thought. Fit is a better thought. And with the Cavaliers, Andy, that's what it is to me. It's about fit. And if they get guys that they think are a better fit for what they want to do, they can't hesitate. They got to make that trade. They have to look for it, too.
I'm all for if they need to do whatever they need to be better. I just don't see how they're going to make a move.
You're going to trade a player for an equal player who fits what you're doing better, who's making money that can fit into a trade.
But I also, I don't want to bring up second apron again, but it's hard not to look at the rules and the constraints that they have against them to be able to make a move. I just think it's a very difficult field of minds that they've got to walk through to try to build a basketball team in a different direction if that's what they want to do. I know Dan Gilbert's willing to spend money, but there's a point where spending money is just stupid if you're going to spend $40 million in cap restrictions. I mean, in penalty. Why would you do that? That's insane.
See, I look at what the Knicks did this year, and the Pacers play an interesting style that might be tough for a team to deal with. In a series, as we're seeing, yes. But the fact that the Knicks have two of their starters who are in their first year there, but they're. They're big-time guys, Karl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges. I mean, those are big-time NBA talents.
Yeah.
And they went out and acquired those guys and brought them in. Ladies and gentlemen, top dog, Hanford Dixon, right there. Star
Nothing.
Of stage and screen.
You going to bark for us at all?
There you heard it. Hanford Dixon going by in a golf cart yelling at us.
Barking at us. Come on.
Somebody yelling at us in particular. I like that. To me, the Knicks scream, man, if the Cavs get the right deal, you've got to try and upgrade the fit on your team and upgrade your team and give yourself a chance to compete. Can they do that next year without doing it? Sure they could. Yeah. You can tinker a little bit here and there. But, man, if the right opportunity comes around or you find the right opportunity, because I do think – I think Kobe's got to work the phones, not just answer. He's got to work the phones. Who would they like to add to this team?
And how?
And how. Exactly,
it's the and how on everything.
But
bring LeBron back. Well, that sounds great.
But they can pinpoint.
LeBron, come on back for league minimum.
They can pinpoint guys who fit the two categories. A, we think that would give us a better team, better fit, and it can work. And then they've got to make phone calls. And if all of that work results in the core four coming back next year, great, go ahead. That's fine. Because if you can't pull off the right move, then
you're
going to
be mad if they don't make a move.
No, I'm not going to be mad about it, but I will tell you this. I won't change my tune. I don't think two small ball-dominant guards is the way to win an NBA championship. I don't. And that's clearly their goal, Andy. It's not just to compete and make the playoffs. Heck, they have the best record in the regular season in the Eastern Conference. Their goal is to win it all. And I personally don't think that their backcourt is the way to do that.
You don't have any draft picks that you can really trade out. I mean, other if you got a team that's willing to wait until, you know, the next decade, well, then okay, then you're okay. But I think their hands are tied behind their backs. I think we're coming back with exactly what we're seeing. I think we're going to see the same thing again. They might try, but at the end of the day, and maybe they make one piece, maybe they get something moving there. I just don't see it. I don't see it, and I'm not going to be frustrated if they don't.
I would be surprised if they come back with this team close to intact. If it's not close to intact, it'll be intact.
You're saying it will be intact.
I think so.
I agree with you 100%.
I think so.
Yes.
I do think there is the possibility of one major move. And whether that move is Darius or whether that move is Jarrett, I personally think if you're going to do it, the best way to tweak it is Darius. He'll get you a big return, and it clears up what I think is an issue, for whatever that's worth. If they don't think it's an issue, fine, then make it work and go win some games. No?
No, I'm with you. I just don't see the roster moving as much as you do. I just don't see it. And we can sit here and dream and have people say, well, they can do this. Dan Gilbert's got money. They got this and that. They just appear to be very handicapped. If they can pull off any kind of a major move, I will bow down to the front office because I just don't see how they're going to do it or by the amount of money that the Cavaliers front office is willing to just blow on nothing to be able to make some of that. And then you're also looking at, with that second apron, you're talking about even if you wanted to trade away some of the picks somewhere down the road, you're going to get frozen to the back end of the first round. That who's going to want that pick? You're looking at 32, no matter what happens, that your pick is going to be on the other side of the NBA champions.
The team that knocked the Cavaliers out of the playoffs is on its way to the NBA Finals. Dustin Dupirak from the Indianapolis Star covers the Indiana Pacers. He's going to join us next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.